All right. I usually play a game whenever I have a wrestler on the show. I've done it with, you know, with Bob Backlund. I've done it with Jeff Jarrett. I did it with the Bollywood Boys last week, and it's basically called Five Guys, where I just mention five guys, five performers in the wrestling industry, and you just tell me, like, your immediate thoughts on them, like, as a performer, like, what they bring to the ring, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And since you're a cruiserweight, we'll make it, like, a cruiserweight edition, okay?
Okay.
All right, first, Ultimo Dragon.
Ultimo Dragon, wow. Groundbreaking, exciting, very fun to watch, one of the best high flyers of all time. You know, has always been somebody I enjoyed watching.
All right, Juventud Guerrera.
Hoobie Juice. another one, man. Exciting to watch. Definitely defies the rules of gravity, you know, which has always been an appealing style to me. You know, I just appreciate guys that can go and that can move a little bit more than the average, and he's definitely one of them.
Okay, Dean Malenko.
Oh, man. The master. Malenko, man, you know, as a cruiserweight, you know, a lot of people, you know, think that, you know, if you're a cruiserweight, you have to be a high flyer. And Dean Malenko, you know, couldn't be a better example of, you know, that's not really true. He was awesome. I've watched so much of his work, especially in WCW. I thought that stuff was the best. I thought he was one of the pioneers that, you know, that made that cruiserweight division go. Amazing technical wrestler. And, you know, I don't think he gets enough credit for, you know, for his work.
Okay. Jushin Thunder Liger.
Oh, man. Same thing, man. Exciting to watch. I can remember his look being, you know, something that was a, you know, was very cool about him and set him apart. You know, big fan of Liger and the Liger role. You know, just very, very fun to watch. You know, all of these guys just very fun to watch. And you know, he's been an influence to a, you know, to me and so many people that, you know, that's competing on top in this business today. So, you know, very, very great wrestler.
All right, last but not least, I kind of have to mention this guy. If I'm mentioning cruiserweights, Rey Mysterio Jr.
Oh, Rey Mysterio. Man, I don't even know if I can, if I have the right word to describe him. But, again, a pioneer of what he does. You know, he brought, you know, he was very much instrumental of, when you think cruiserweights, I mean, how can you not think of him first mm-hmm. or at least second, you know? So exciting to watch. I still, you know, I'm still a student of the game today, and you know, I still watch a lot of his things that he did in WCW, and then you know, especially in WWE, even in Mexico, which is you know, if not, you know, if one of the best, if not the best, high flyer of all time.